USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The Pentagon is not buying China's claim that a big balloon floating over North America is a weather balloon.
First of all, we are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that.
Air Force General Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says at 60,000 feet, the balloon is not a danger to aviation. He adds the military decided not to try to bring it down for fear of damage on the ground. President Biden's enjoying the latest economic numbers. More than 517,000 jobs added last month.
We also learned that the unemployment rate fell to 3.4%. 3.4%. That's the lowest in 54 years.
The president also says the economy's created 12 million jobs in the past 2 years, more than any other administration in that time. Epic is the word forecasters are using for the cold that's gripping the upper Midwest and Northeast this weekend. Correspondent George Solis in New York says many places are being proactive.
Cities like Boston, they've actually taken preventative measures today and canceled classes because of the cold snap. And of course, other cities, including here in New York, were looking at shelters and warming centers to make sure people can withstand this bitter blast.
Boston's wind chill could hit 30 below tomorrow. Two terms will be it for Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. The Republican, who's Ukrainian-born, says she'll not run when her term is up and is not interested in Indiana's open Senate seat. So we have state animals, state birds, state songs, and many other state symbols. How about a state smell? A lawmaker in New Mexico, inspired by a recent visit with some fifth graders, has introduced a bill to make the aroma of green chili roasting in the fall the official aroma of New Mexico. This is USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The death of a police officer in California is cranking up the already nasty feud in Fresno between California Governor Gavin Newsom and Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Smitkamp.
The DA's comments criticize early release policies after a Selma police officer was shot and killed Tuesday by a parolee.
People call it criminal justice reform. I just call it madness because it's just gone so far overboard.
Newsom slammed Smitkamp, saying she should look in the mirror, adding that she could have prosecuted the case differently. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The wife of a player in this year's Super Bowl is bringing something extra to the game in suburban Phoenix, or rather, someone extra.
Jason Kelce's pregnant wife, Kylie, is bringing her OBGYN to the Super Bowl in Arizona. That's because she'll be 38 weeks pregnant when Jason's Eagles face the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, February 12th. The Eagles center will battle out against his brother, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, for the Lombardi Trophy. I'm Julio Flores.
The Kelce family's at the center of another Super Bowl story. Someone's begun an online petition asking the NFL that it let the mother of players Jason and Travis Kelce, Donna, flip the coin before the start of the big game. The Kelces will become the first brothers to face each other in a Super Bowl next Sunday. Brothers John and Jim Harbaugh faced each other as head coaches in the big game a decade ago. John's Ravens beat Jim's 49ers. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.